U.S. President Barack Obama has declared that congressional Republicans are pushing a radical plan to trim federal health care programs. But as Obama and Congress approach crucial decisions on spending and the national debt, the president said he thinks a bipartisan accord is possible. Obama is currently on tour pitching his budget plans and raising re-election cash. Father Larry Snyder is the president of Catholic Charities USA. He spoke to us about the importance of balancing fiscal responsibility with moral responsibility.
Obviously, the United States is experiencing an economic crisis that continues, even though we see some signs that it is, in fact, mitigating. But there is going to have to be some necessary strategic and even perhaps drastic action taken to look at these, what's caused this economic crisis, to look at balancing the budget, and to see if perhaps we're going to have to kind of tighten our belt here and get used to things a little differently. Now, what we're concerned about is that obviously there are many plans being put forward. Some of them, we believe, are too drastic. In cutting, I think there is a plan from the newly elected Tea Party folks to cut $100 billion out of the budget, and there's just only so much discretionary money in the budget, and we feel that that would be drastic and really have a tremendously negative impact in people's lives. The danger here is that as politicians, as decision makers are looking for solutions, they're only looking at the figures and trying to balance the figures out. And again, we recognize this is part of being fiscally responsible. But we have to balance fiscal responsibility with our moral responsibility. And so I think there are some other voices that are tempering this and saying, yes, we need to make very difficult decisions here, but we cannot do so by balancing the budget on the backs of the poor. And far too often, that's the first response of many of our elected officials. So what I think we need to do is to listen to the critical message, for example, that Pope Benedict gives us in Caritas in Veritate, in talking about how these huge systems, economic systems, financial systems, housing systems, are not the end in themselves, but rather they should serve the human person. And that's not a message that you hear much talked about in Washington, or I suspect in most capitals for that matter. So that's the message that Catholic Charities USA is trying to put out there, that we have to not only look at the figures, but look at the lives of the people that stand behind those figures and what will happen to them. Much will happen if, for example, nutrition programs are cut, or if housing programs are cut. And what we're saying is there are other ways to come at this first and not start poor. And I would just say that I wrote a book recently called Think and Act Anew, which really does try to take the message of the encyclical Caritas in Veritate and apply it to the concrete situation that we're in today, especially in the United States, and the book tries to promote some reflection and discussion about other ways that we can possibly respond.
Along these lines, you recently, in your blog, Eyes Wide Shut, you urged Americans to open their eyes to poverty. Is poverty something that is widely overlooked in the United States and in the government?
Very definitely. I think the title of the blog, Eyes Wide Shut, tries to catch people with a message that, in fact, Americans too frequently are complacent about how many people live in poverty and the fact that it's not just inner city people. People live in poverty throughout all of our communities. In fact, even in the wealthiest communities, you find a need for food shelves and shelters. And unfortunately, far too often we're invisible to those in need. And so that's why I was taken by a column that Mark Bittman, who used to be the food critic for the New York Times, wrote about why he was fasting. fasting to protest the fact that some very critical nutrition programs, especially for children, were being cut in this country. And I thought, this is an example of someone who sees the moral dimension. And so I tried to hold that up as the rest of us should see his example. But we, especially as people of faith, as Catholics, we should respond in a way that's consonant with the teachings of the gospel.